we're walking on College. We're long past Spadina now. We're kind of heading for at St. George. There have been a few eruptions, like nothing serious, but where they're calling for legal. People are kind of being, I guess some few girls got caught behind the police line and they weren't allowed to back in and they refused to move kind of thing and waited. Kind of stopped and people come back to get them kind of thing, like to help them out. And it happened a few times where... where the police are trying to squeeze somebody out kind of thing.
Yes. Did they end up releasing them?
Every time they've been allowed back in. But only because a lot of pressure's being put on them, where you got people yelling, like, police, move your bike, stop provoking us, just let people in, let the parade move kind of thing. Like all the obvious stuff, right?
Yeah.
But, you stand there kind of heated for, 5 minutes, wondering, why they wouldn't just let these people who are behaving quite peacefully, why not just let them back in? They want in. The same way anybody who wants to join this parade can walk in,
Yes.
So, one of the floats was being told they couldn't participate anymore because they were in danger or something like that. And, of course, so that stopped the parade for some time because, they were encircled by police officers. And they're near the back, so the whole parade's kind of going forward, and it all kind of backed up. Interesting. Takes a while for the message to get to the front, but aside from that, there's not really been so much to speak of, in terms of violence or anything, or anything near that. But I would say, I would go back to my original, I think it's 300 to 500 people here.
500, you estimate.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it's have they stayed pretty consistent
the
over
police?
These 2 hours?
Pardon?
You started, this march started at 11, is that right?
Yeah, 11 is when they congregated at Alexandra. And then they started their march probably around 12, or basically shortly before you called me originally.
Mm-hmm.
And they were still going. The drums are still going. They've only paused for maybe 30 seconds here or there. It's really hot out.
Hydrating?
Yeah, I felt water, and I had a breakfast, so I'm going to have to cut out soon, though. I've got to get to, I got to pick something up, and then I have an appointment.
Okay.
It's interesting, there's definitely some friendly camaraderie going on, people you don't know, stopping and talking and, exchanging information, and lots of smiles. Lots of, you're here, I'm here kind of stuff going on.
Yes, yes.
It's a good crowd. Mostly young, but some older people.
Mm-hmm.
One guy was telling a story. He's a native, and I guess he was late to the parade.
Yes.
He was coming up Bathurst sort of way late, kind of behind everybody.
Yeah.
And trying to catch up, and the police stopped him and searched him. Or else said they wanted to search him. I didn't, he said they wanted to know what was in his bag. They're not searching everyone's bag. Why are they searching this guy's bag? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So he's a big native guy with cornrows in his hair.
Yeah.
So he got zeroed out.
Mm-hmm. And they did actually inspect his bag?
I'm not sure if they, I could ask him before I cut out. I'll just go up to him and say, I heard that someone searched your bag. Is that true? Or something like that.
Sure.
He's got a flag wrapped around his shoulders with the profile of a native with I don't know what you call those haircuts.
It might be the Mohawk flag. Is it red and black?
It's it's a red flag with a yellow sun and the head of a the profile head of a native with a one of those, what do you call those haircuts that just go like a stripe over top of your head?
Mohawk.
Yeah. And a lot of pictures, a lot of media, a lot of alternative media. There seem to be like some that are walking around. They got a cameraman and a microphone.
Yes.
I know like there's one sort of duo. They're interviewing people in Spanish, so they're interviewing a lot of Spanish people.
Yes.
And you know, and then there's like other like there's more like the alternative media don't have any clear markings. I'm just assuming they're alternative media,
right?
Because they don't have
yeah,
they're pausing here. Oh, by the way, when we got to college, they did pause there for a while because the Royal Bank was there.
Yes.
And they had speakers.
Yes.
Lots of speakers.
And did the cops fortify around the bank?
No, they stood in the shade, most of them. But basically when we got to, college, so they formed like a bow, like where, so we had to turn. So I think a lot of people thought we were being forced to turn. But then they had this whole thing set up right in front of Royal Bank, basically saying, shame on you, Royal Bank. And then they had all these speakers talking about like what, you know, the people that Royal Bank is invested in or supporting and how they're directly affecting like the lives of a lot of Indigenous people or Indigenous people in South America. Like, so they had some very articulate speakers that were really, that people were really like quiet and listening to the speakers, and there'd be a lot of chanting afterwards. So like really interested in what the message is.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was pretty cool. And but the cops were kind of lining behind, so sort of keeping us on the one side of the street. So we were in the eastbound lane.
Yes.
But the westbound traffic was able to move. Although there was a streetcar there who didn't move. He sat there the whole time. So, but I think there was traffic behind the streetcar that was moving, I've got some video of, like, you have the size of the parade, and then behind it you have, like, I don't know, like 100 police officers following. So I wouldn't say it's like 50-50 police and protesters, but it's more like maybe like 70-30 or something like that, or 80-20. Like, but there is a large presence, but for the most part, they're not being too pushy. And it always seems to be the same police that are involved, though, when there is a sort of a kerfuffle.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that one of them is maybe the guy in charge and his sort of immediate sort of, you know, underlings or something. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I imagine, anyway. Anyway, we're stopped, and I'm getting a little bit of shade, and a lot of people are sitting in the shade right now.
Yeah, but it's a long time to be out marching on the asphalt on a hot, muggy day.
Yeah, it's a very muggy day.
Maybe I should file this one. Would you mind?
No. I don't know how articulate I am, though.
You're very articulate.
Really? Am I?
Oh, yes. Right. I think you gave like an amazing picture and a great variety of what's going down in the streets of Toronto.